Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As a kid growing up in Puerto Rico, Miguel Zenon dreamed of coming to the U.S. to study jazz. He played in salsa bands to save money for the trip. Less than a decade later, he was living here in New York and sharing a record label with the illustrious Marsalis family. 2 years ago, he was awarded the MacArthur Genius Award and also a Guggenheim Fellowship for music composition. So he decided to use part of that money to go back to Puerto Rico, in a sense, exploring his musical roots. The result is on his latest album, Esta Plena. This is Plena. And we're about to hear a piece from it, not just a piece, but the title track, in fact, played live in our studio by Miguel Zenon and his quartet.
We'll be right back.
That is music from Miguel Zenon, live here in our Soundcheck studio, and a live performance of the title track from his latest record, Esta Plena, This is Plena, with Luis Perdomo playing the piano, Ricky Rodriguez the bass, Henry Cole the drums. Miguel, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You call the song Esta Plena, This is Plena. But this is not Plena, as most people in, you know, back home in Puerto Rico would know it, right?
Not really. I mean, what we're trying to do is basically take some inspiration from a traditional form of music, folkloric form of music, and trying to combine it with some elements of jazz music and, you know, create a sound that's sort of our own. I mean, we're very conscious and trying to be very respectful of the tradition of both styles, you know. But at the same time, we're not trying to play traditional music. We're really just trying to be inspired by that to create something else.
So when you say this is Plena, this is 21st century Plena in America, you know, in New York. It's not the early 20th century in the highlands of Puerto Rico or something like that. Now, bomba and plena, these are both African-derived forms of music in Puerto Rico.
Exactly, exactly.
What do you take? Is it the rhythms? Is there something about the melody that you're taking from traditional plena?
Well, in the case of plena, you know, plena is the way to differentiate, for example, plena and bomba. Bomba mm-hmm. is like a big family of music where you have different rhythms, and every rhythm has like a, you know, like a feel and sort of like a meter and everything. Plena is just one rhythm, you know, so it's a tradition that's basically based around one beat, you know, and in that case, it's a lot simpler, but also a lot, it makes it a lot more complicated in terms of trying to use that to create a different, you know, like
to create
a
variety.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah.
So in this sense, I'm basically trying to base everything on this one beat, everything we're doing, I'm trying to base it on one beat and taking ideas from it. Some stuff that's not necessarily derived from the actual beat, but from the idea of the beat, you know, sometimes playing around with the panderos or trying to...
Can you demonstrate what that beat is? Is there a simple way to say this, esta plena, this is...
Yeah, sure. I mean, we could demonstrate it in a more traditional way. Maybe, Henry, you can play it with me, and I'll play it on the pandero here. So,
the pandero being a frame
drum.
Yeah,
that's like the pandero is like the traditional drum that you mm-hmm. use to play the plena. So this is like the heart of the music, right? So
So that's the basic plena rhythm.
Exactly.
And somewhere that's underlying all of the songs on this new record?
Yeah. Basically, this rhythm, we're using it as the base for all the songs that we're playing. Sometimes, you know, we kind of have the rhythm come in and out. Sometimes it'll be, like, the rhythm will be there. Sometimes it'll be something that will be derived from the idea of the panderos or the ideas of the rhythm. Sometimes we just have the quartet playing. Sometimes we have the rhythm come back in. So it's sort of you have two different styles of music kind of, you know, living with each other and trying to feed from each other.
We're speaking with sax player and composer Miguel Zenon, who won the MacArthur Award, the so-called Genius Grant, back in 2008. You've been doing this for a while, you know, trying to find a fusion of traditional Puerto Rican music and jazz. The last record before this one took the sounds of jibaro. That's what, like the country music of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, jibaro is rural music. It's music from the mountains. Very different mm-hmm. from plena and bomba.
So, but when you won the MacArthur Grant, you used some of that money to go back to Puerto Rico and actually study this plena music, right?
Yeah, well, it was specifically the fellowship from the Guggenheim Foundation. What I used, you know, that fellowship was actually given to me
before the MacArthur.
Specifically. Yeah. For this project.
I see.
So when I applied for it, you know, I applied for it saying I want to do this project. So they gave that to me just as a research fund in
mm-hmm.
a way.
So what did you do?
Well, you know, most of what I did was go to Puerto Rico and interview a lot of people, you know, interview like a lot of planeros, you know, traditional
planer
musician,
yeah.
Like a lot of the older guys. I, you know, I bought a lot of literature. I bought a lot of CDs. I went to a bunch of plenas or concerts, like street concerts in
mm-hmm.
a way. So, you know, really trying to capture the essence of the history and the development of the music and the place it has in Puerto Rican culture today.
Now, the piece you're going to play for us next called Oyelo, that sounds like one of those names that you know, has those West African, perhaps Yoruba roots to it.
Yeah, Oyelo is actually a Spanish name. Oyelo means listen to this in a way. Like listen to it.
But when we listen to it, will we hear, I mean, early on in the piece, does this have a bit more of that kind of old rootsy sound?
Yeah. This one, I'm going to sing a little bit on this one. It has more of a tradition coming out of the lyrical tradition of the plena. And I'm going to play a little pandero too, so you can kind of get a feel from what it sounds like. We'll kind of go back and forth as we did on the other song, but it'll be a little more mixed together.
Okay. Yeah. Miguel Zenon, the sax player and composer, he's performing with the band Saturday night at the Kasser Theater at Montclair University in New Jersey at 8 o'clock, and playing for us live here in our Soundcheck studio.
Yeah.
Oyelo is the name of that. Live performance from Miguel Senon and his quartet here in our studio. The album's called Esta Plena, This Plena, and the band is playing Saturday night at 8 at Montclair University's Kasser Theater in New Jersey. Miguel, thank you so much for being with us
My pleasure.
Soundcheck today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.